Got this DM from Tasha.
Yeah, Tasha. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my husband and I were just recapping our weekend. We thought of you two.
Okay, thanks.
So my husband and I just played the game Seen It with friends, and it went horribly wrong. When I tell you, teammates were yelling at each other, jumping up and down on couches. It was absolute insanity.
Mm.
One person even threw the remote across the room.
Oh.
It's a game, people. After that weekend, we swore to each other we weren't going to play that anymore with those friends because it got just way too intense.
Sure.
So anyway, we thought of you guys because we were wondering if we're the only ones who have had to ban a game. Like, what game do you avoid now because of a, quote, incident?
Mm.
Thanks, we love your show, Kessas.
So, yeah, if I played this music for my family, it would be immediate PTSD. That's Disney.
Is that Seen It?
That's Disney's Seen It. I don't know. I don't know if there's a different theme for regular Seen It. But I don't know if you've ever played this game before, but it is a game, a DVD or whatever, that you would watch on your TV, and
right.
It would flash things on the TV or play sounds or have puzzles.
We played this at my parents' house over Christmas.
And it would be the first person to like shout out the answer or to identify the answer or whatever would win the point, and then you would score on like a game board, and you try to get through. Yes, very fun game.
That's a fun game.
However, it causes PTSD when I hear this music, because when my daughters, it first started with Isabella and Sophia. All right, they were young. We got Disney Seen It. We thought, what a fun family game to play with them. Never failed to end in tears.
Tears?
It always ended in tears.
Like there one got mad that the other one got the answers right or something?
There were tears.
Oh,
there was crying. There was screaming.
Oh, goodness.
And then we were like, no, not playing. I mean, we gave it a good run. And every single time. They loved the game, but it always ended in tears. And I had to remind them.
They loved the game. You hated it.
Right. I had to remind them of this every time they suggested, hey, let's play Seen It. No
tears. Remember the last time? Yeah.
No
tears.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I would always say that. They would promise. And then it would forever. It wouldn't happen. And then so we gave the game a rest.
Yeah.
Along comes Zoe. We're like, all right, you know what? Hey, let's
resurrect it.
Let's give it a shot.
My older two girls are older.
I'm sure Zoe's not going to have the same visceral reaction that they did at Disney's Seen It. I was wrong.
OMG, really?
She was way more competitive than I ever thought.
Oh, gosh.
And yes, tears, screaming.
No. Really?
There was all sorts of mayhem, and I'm like, that's it! We're getting rid of Seen It!
We're done with the family fun!
We can have games, but we're not playing Disney Seen It anymore. So, Tasha.
So, wait, that kind of competitive nature didn't spill over to any other kind of game? It was just really that one that was the problem?
For some reason, it triggered when we played this Disney Seen It game.
Wow.
I don't know why, but it did. So, Tasha, I'm just jumping in and saying, hey, you're not alone, and specifically with the game Seen It, it has caused
a problem game.
No, and it's such a very, very unassuming game. Like, why would this ever cause a problem with anybody?
Should they offer family counseling along with the purchase of the game?
Right?
Maybe. Let's see, when my son was a toddler and we were playing games, he was very super competitive, and it really didn't matter what game we were playing.
Right, okay.
If he did not win,
there were problems.
Having an issue with
sure.
it. Yes. Or it's not fair, or they cheated, or all the things.
Yeah.
So it was a struggle for a while to find a game that we could play and have fun playing it.
Right, and actually get some enjoyment out of it.
Get enjoyment out of playing a game. You had to kind of... Once he got to be a little bit more old enough to control his emotions a little bit and understand that, hey, you wouldn't like playing with someone that constantly has to win, otherwise they're crying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get that, right? So don't be that kid.
Yeah.
And once that started to sink in a little bit, it got
better. Sometimes you just got to get a little older. Sure, I get
right.
it. I get it. So,
right.
Hey, do
you, winning is everything.
Do when you you're have
like a toddler.
Any funny story about a banned game in your house? We'd love to hear that. 502-795-1997. I already see you, Brenda. We'll get to you on the way. And Haley, we got you coming up. Coming up here in just a moment on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If this game noise brings PTSD to you like it does me, Disney's seen it, then you and I need to talk. It's Ben and Kelly. What game has been forbidden in your house because of unruly play, insanity that happens every single time?
Chaos, cheers.
Yeah, you play, right?
People are mad.
Exactly. Yeah. Brenda says, I've swallowed Monopoly cards in protest to my cheating partner.
I'm sorry, back the truck up, what?
We can't play Monopoly anymore as a result, LOL.
Swallowed Monopoly cars?
You can't have the dog! It's mine!
OMG! That's not good. That is not good.
Dan said, about 8 years ago, my girlfriend bought me a really nice Scrabble set. Wooden tiles, Lazy Susan, super nice, right? First game we played on it, she was doing pretty well, staying about 20, 50 points ahead of me. Then she got to about 150, 200 points. Then I lucked out, found the word quailing, Q-U-A-I-L-I-N-G.
Uh-huh.
250 points, bam, brought me up to double her score. We never used to play that. We never played Scrabble since.
Wow.
8 years. Quailing ruined it for them.
Dang it. You know, Scrabble is one of those touchy games because people try to make up words.
Make
all the
up
time.
Words. Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Haley said, I've thrown my catchphrase out the window because it was created by the devil.
We played that game a lot. We played it on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say, we did a catchphrase. Yeah,
that was fun.
That does get intense, though.
Because it does.
It's the
timer, and you never know when it's going to go off. And then if you're the one holding the disc, then you lose. And
right.
People always end up like throwing the disc.
Right. Right.
Because I don't want to be holding it. Yes, for sure.
Paul says, I can no longer play spades with my family after a game ended in a food fight on Thanksgiving. Oh, well,
LOL. Oh, well. I could just picture people taking handfuls of mashed potatoes and flinging it across the room and hitting grandma outside the head. And no, right. She didn't ask for that.
No,
she
didn't ask for that either.
Oh, dang it. Can't you kids just play games and get along?
Oh, shoot. All right. Good stories there.
Yeah, Monopoly's a big one. We played Monopoly Junior. And again, that was another one that my son would get a little upset if little sis was buying up too many properties.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was kind of making trips around, didn't get a chance to buy as many properties. It'd start to go downhill quickly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for that. It's 99.7 DJX.